The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! Yeah, you keep telling me that.
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Clouds.
King of Crap.
The Colossus of Clouds. The Colossus of Clouds. Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Crown in Naperville. Usually on with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, but it's me and Eric this week, Eric.
Morning, Tom.
I hope you have your vocal cords all limbered up.
I got my morning voice here.
All right, here we go. So we're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. It can be sports, pop culture, political, whatever item you might have. You can give us a call at 312-332-3776, and you'll be entered into a drawing. We're giving away, last week's winner did not contact Vince at ERC Delivery, so we are giving away this week a box of 2015 Donruss Baseball and a box of 2015 Panini Contenders Draft Football to one caller, or if you tweet me an item at TCrownTom as my Twitter ID, you'll get in the drawing for the two boxes. So, let's see here. We've got a couple of items already through Twitter. During the week, now, Eric, I don't know if you've noticed this at all, but there's a lot of superstitions going around with the Blackhawks now. Well, I had Rick from Darien stop by T-Crown. First, he calls me up, and he had to explain what he was looking for. He needed Blackhawk cards because where Eric works, that everyone that he works with figures that if he doesn't put a different current Blackhawk player's card on his door at work when they win a playoff game, then they have no chance to win another game after that. So Rick from Darien came in yesterday, picked up a couple of cards, and now I think I'm getting superstitious about talking about being superstitious, because here Rick from Darien comes in, he's talking about being superstitious. He picks this stuff up, and what happens? The Blackhawks lose 4-3. So now I'm starting to get superstitious about this whole thing myself. So I don't know. And there's a lot of other superstitions. We've got another guy who comes in. Now, he wasn't in yesterday either. He comes in to T-Crown, Triple Crown in Naperville, before every Blackhawk playoff game, and he picks up a pack of cards and talks about hockey and whatever. Well, he didn't come in yesterday, and there were people at T-Crown yesterday asking, did he come in? He didn't come in, and the Blackhawks lost. So if you are going to be superstitious, well, at least stick up, do it through the whole thing, or else look what you're doing. Either you're superstitious or you're not. If you are, you got to come in, you got to do it. You got to come and stick it through the whole playoffs. So let's see now. We've got Kevin from Mokina's on the line. What do you have there, Kevin?
How you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Good, good. I have something kind of authentic. I have a Michael Jackson, the pop singer, autographed jersey and baseball.
Autographed jersey and baseball of Michael, of which Michael Jackson?
The singer. Let me explain why.
Okay, now first off, there's a red flag up here, Kevin, because you said kind of authentic.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, okay. I meant kind of unique.
Okay, it is definitely unique. Okay, tell us about it.
Well, it's a jersey. I used to work in Gary, and Michael came, as you know, he's from Gary, Indiana, the Jacksons, and he came for a visit. and I actually presented him the jersey. And so I was lucky enough to actually, it was a Railcats baseball, minor league baseball team jersey.
Wow.
And it says Gary on the jersey. It was our home jerseys. So I got an autographed baseball and an autographed Gary jersey from Michael.
Now, I think you're talking some big money there. I know Bill Huggins would want to put those in a Huggins and Scott auction. I have not seen a Michael Jackson signed baseball, but I think that has to be hundreds. I haven't seen one. I'm going to think that could break a grand. But that the Gary Railcats jersey, because it is so well known that the Jackson family was from Gary, Indiana, I think that could be like big money. To me, I could see that doing thousands. So if you ever decide you do want to sell them, obviously they'd have to be authenticated. But I think you're talking some big money there, Kevin. Now,
I do have a picture showing me presenting Michael with the jersey and everything. So
that's great. Any type of background you have like that that helps the authenticators, that's all the better for it. But what year do you remember you did that?
It would have been, let me go back now. It's been 2004.
2004, okay. Yeah, I think you've got something really big there. Now, if you want to contact Bill Huggins at Huggins and Scott Auctions about that, you can call him at 301-608-0355. You can call me at Triple Crown in Naperville anytime, 630-357-7707. And, Kevin, if you want to tweet me a picture of that so our listeners can see it, or if you ever email me a picture of it that you want us to talk about on the show, that's a neat item. That's something you don't see every day. So I'd love to get that. I'd love to tweet a picture of it so everybody can see it.
It sounds great. I appreciate it.
Do you think you ever might sell it?
Actually, it was kind of interesting. When Michael died, I was actually thinking about doing it then, and probably was a prime time to do it, but I held on to it.
Yeah, you know, I think that one, I don't think it's the type of thing where his stuff's going to fade that much. I think he's going to have a big following no matter what.
Somebody told me that he's really big in the Asian market, that some of this stuff might sell even better overseas. I was curious about talking to you guys about that a little bit.
Well, Huggins does have, they do deliver anywhere in the world, as far as I know. That's something you could check with them with if you call them, but I'm pretty sure they have a customer list all over the world.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
I'll follow up with them. I appreciate the help on that.
You know, I'm pretty sure Michael Jackson, since he's died, is still making a ton of money with just his name on stuff. So, yeah, his stuff is still very popular. That's neat.
Well, let me ask you, I also have the four brothers came to our stadium, too, Tito and Jermaine, and I got them on a signed baseball bat, the four of them, the four brothers.
Wow.
I wonder if that's a unique item as well, if that's something,
Yes. If you just want to try one of those items in an auction to see what it does, try that one. Keep the other two. I think that would be really, I think that might surprise you at how much that would do. It obviously has to be authenticated, and if it's in good condition, what type of bat is it? A Hoosier bat to go with the Gary, Indiana, or?
It's either a Louisville Slugger or a Hoosier. I can't remember which one I got it signed, and I'll have to check that.
Okay, well, any pictures you can send me on that would be great, but that's another good auction. What else do you have there? What else are you sitting on at your house? It's like, I've got a Honus Wagner tobacco card. Is that worth anything?
Actually, I do have another unique one, and let me get your opinion on this, because I thought it was unique to get people to sign baseball since I worked in baseball. But I have a Muhammad Ali signed baseball.
Yeah. Okay. Keep me. You're still rolling here.
And I thought another one was unique. Was I have a Jimmy Buffett signed baseball?
You know, I don't know what his would be, but he's got a big following. I would think that's at least 100. I mean, that's a good one too. What did you do in baseball? You worked in baseball. What'd you do?
Yeah, I worked for quite a few teams in the past. I was a GM of a minor league baseball team for a while.
Oh, were you? Okay, that's neat. Yeah. No, that's some great stuff. You've got some great auction items if you ever want to try them. You know, and
great. I appreciate all your help.
And actually, Huggins and Scott will be set up for their August auction. They're going to be at the National Convention in Rosemont with a lot of items on display there. So if you have something you really think is cool that you want to try, like a Jackson Brothers signed bat, I could see that being in their display. You don't see that every day. So, yeah, great stuff.
I appreciate it. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Next on the line, here's somebody we haven't heard from in a long time, the Green Lantern. What's up, Lantern?
Tommy, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? It looks like you're going to have to do the show with me today, Lantern. There's Vince is gone.
Yeah?
Bill Huggins is gone. I don't know. Rodney and you, I guess, are...
What are those guys on vacation or something?
Vince couldn't make it. I don't know. You know, maybe Bill Huggins is busy with the auction going on. The current Huggins and Scott auction, the bidding ends June 11th, and he goes around to a lot of different shows around the country. So I don't know. He must just be really busy. I don't know. So, yeah, you never know. I'm here.
Hey, that's what's important, right?
It is today, I guess. So what's
up? I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Tom Brady game-used football. Does it hold more value deflated? Because we know it could definitely hold more air.
Okay. This is like spoken from a true Jets fan here, without a doubt. I think an underinflated Brady game-used football goes for more, Lantern. I really do. So what is Rodney? Was Rodney at the draft, Lantern?
I tell you, Tom, I get no respect, you know? The other day, I got into an accident. On the way to the hospital, the ambulance stopped for gas.
So I'll tell you, you never know. So I guess that means Rodney wasn't at the draft.
I guess not. He's a busy guy.
He is a busy guy. Okay, Lantern, have a good one.
All right, Tommy.
Oh, now we're getting some. You can tweet me an item at TCrownTom and get in the drawing. Now, since Vince isn't here keeping track of things, I'm on random.org and trying to type things in. So far we've got the Green Lantern added to Kevin from Mokena and Rick from Darien. Okay. And let's see what we have on Twitter. Superman Todd has a 1910 to 1912 Sweet Caporal pin. I don't know about that one. We'll have to wait on Bill Huggins on that one. It's a neat looking one. That must be Harry Hooper. I also got, one of our listeners stopped by Triple Crown during the week, a big fan of the show. And, well, first off, Eric, he tells me, and I've been told this before. He says, you're the guy doing the radio show, huh? He goes, I love that show. I listen every week. But he goes, I thought you'd be short, fat, and bald.
That's just a radio stereotype. That's just what they think radio hosts are like.
I guess so. And then I said, and dumb too. He goes, oh, no, I don't think you're dumb. It's like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
You can speak.
Yeah, well, I've got that going for me.
Face the radio thing.
But that was, that was Greg from Darien. And he actually, I think his son tweeted me a couple pictures here. He had a neat couple of the Heartland statues. He has a Mickey Mantle and a Louis Aparicio. And the Mickey Mantle, now, whenever in those Heartland statues, first off, the whiter the uniform looks, the better. If they've been out in the light or they get kind of a yellowish look to them, the more yellowish they are, it hurts the value. Also, if, like, Mantle had a bat, if you have the original bat, it's worth more value than if you have a replacement bat or no bat. And then, obviously, if they're in the original boxes, it's worth more also. But I would think this Mantle and Aparicio, they look like they're in pretty good shape. It doesn't look like there's a lot of chipping on them. I would think the two of them are probably in the maybe 400 to 500 range in the condition that they are. Probably something like that. So yeah, they're very nice. And, like I say, I'm not sure, you know, if you have the original boxes or if that's the original bat and that would make a difference. Okay. Jim from Glen Ellen is on the line. What's new, Jim? What do you have?
I've got a hockey stick signed by all the old Blackhawks, like Bobby Hall, Stan Mikita, Glenn Hall, Phil Esposito, And I believe there's some Montreal Canadiens from that era on there, too. I'm pretty sure Richard's on there.
Okay, now, all the Blackhawks or former Blackhawks were Hall of Famers. Are all the Canadiens Hall of Famers also?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, well, if you have a hockey stick sign, if they are all Hall of Famers, all Blackhawks and Canadiens, and that's the good theme to it, and depending on how it looks and who all is on there, you're looking at hundreds on it. And the condition and the authentication and who all is on it, you know, it just depends how much. But I would figure, let's say you have a total of maybe 10 and Rocket Richard and a couple other of the good Montreal Hall of Famers are on there. Yeah, you're probably looking in the $500 range, I would think.
All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, very good. And now we've got next on the line, Tim from Homer Glen. What's new, Tim?
Tom?
Yes, Tim.
No, this is Jim. Jim Roberts.
Oh, Jim.
Yes.
Okay, Jim, what's up?
All right. Well, my latest that I'm putting together in framing would be a picture of American Pharoah winning each race and then an uncashed ticket for each race.
Oh, now that's nice. Now, just so you know this now, Jim from Homer Glen, I posted on Twitter earlier this week, if you go to T Crown Tom, you want to see a picture of it. What Jim does is he's been framing, like he'll take, I think the picture I had was of a signed Walter Payton photo, and then he has a bunch of the different Walter Payton cards individually framed around the photo. It's a great way to display cards if you like to collect just one player. It really looks great, Jim. But I would think because he won the Hall of Fame, American Pharoah, that's going to be very valuable. I would think just starting out, you're probably going to be a few hundred on that at least, and then it depends how it looks, but that's great.
Yeah, once I get it all together, I'll bring it in and show it to you.
Yeah, good.
Should be interesting. And, you know, taking a Triple Crown picture to Triple Crown would be
that's
pretty exciting.
That would tie in very well. Would look very nice on the wall at T-Crown also, Jim.
There you go.
Okay, thanks right. for the call. Next, we got to get, it's time for a short break here. The number is 312-332-3776. I'm on till 8 o'clock Central Time taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville. We've got two boxes to give away. It's a real good prize package, a 2015 Donruss baseball box and a 2015 Panini Contenders Draft football box. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. I'm on till 8. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening. Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville, and Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions has made it on. The phone problems are over. Bill's with us. Bill, I was getting a little worried about you. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I got the wrong. Maybe they changed the number or something. But no, I was calling for the last 25 minutes and texting Vince and nothing.
Well, Vince isn't here today either. So
you were solo.
I was flying solo today, and I was about ready to crash land. So I'm glad you're I'm glad you're on with us, Bill. I didn't have a chance to talk about it yet, but Historic Autographs has a product hitting this week. The 2015 Historic Autographs Originals 1909 to 1912 Diamond Edition is going to be hitting stores this week. Looks like this is going to have a retail of about $350 to $400 a box. This has one card, an original card from 1909 to 1912, plus a cut signature of that guy in the product. I could only get two of them at Triple Crown. So Get on the phone tomorrow if you're interested in this product to any card stores in the area and see if you can get them. I don't know if you guys are carrying these, Bill, but it's a hot product.
I think we got a couple, but I guess they're very limited on how many they're sending out.
They only made 120 five-box cases, so 600 total boxes, and Kevin said he sold out on them to distributors within an hour, so it was like this is a really hot item. They've got, listen to some of the guys they've got in there. Ty Cobb, Walter Johnson, Cy Young, Napoleon Lajoie, Tris Speaker, John McGraw, Frank Baker, Chief Bender, Hugh Duffy, Sam Crawford, Eddie Collins. I mean, there's some big-time names you can get in there. When there's that few of them, your odds are pretty good to get somebody pretty big. So that the product I'm talking about is 2015 Historic Autographs Originals 1909 to 1912 edition, Diamond Edition. They're supposed to hit the streets tomorrow. And the Huggins and Scott June auction, the bidding is going on right now. Bill, there were a couple items that people called in on earlier in the show, including, listen to this. He had the Michael Jackson, all four brothers, on a signed bat, a Michael Jackson single signed baseball, and a Michael Jackson Gary something minor league team name signed baseball jersey. Don't you think if he wanted to try one, I said, just try the four brothers on the bat. I'm sure there's never been one of those out there.
Oh, yeah. Did he say he had it authenticated yet or no?
He hasn't, but I'm pretty sure he got them all in person. So he is going to, he had pictures of them, I think he said, taken, with the items. So it sounds like good items. And then, obviously, we'll talk about some of the Huggins and Scott June auction items as we go along through the show. Bidding ends June 11th, and there's a lot of bids on a lot of them already. So check out HugginsandScott.com. And we'll get to our callers here. We've got, let's see, Alan from Streamwood is on the line. What do you have there, Alan?
I have a 2006, 2007, 11 of 25 LeBron James Noble exquisite part.
Okay, you kind of cut out a little bit. What is it of LeBron?
A Noble exquisite, a 2006, 2007.
It's an exquisite autograph?
Yeah. The Noble adult, it's an 11 of 25.
Oh, number to 25. Well, I don't know that Cleveland is going to win the finals, but LeBron has had a great playoffs. He does tend to struggle in the last 2 minutes in games, but far as the numbers this guy puts up during the first 46 minutes of a game, you can't play much better. So to me, I would think right now LeBron's stuff is on a high, and I think if you're not thinking of keeping it forever, I think now's not a bad time to sell LeBron stuff. Don't you think, Bill?
Oh, I think, yeah. These guys run peaks and valleys, and he's in a peak right now.
Boy, he is. He is. For not shooting that great on threes like the last couple of series, everything else he was doing, the way he has such good court vision when he takes the ball to the hoop, if they stop them, and if somebody's open, he hits them, and if they're hitting the shots, it's tough to stop them, but are these guys really, as J.R. Smith, he can hit 10 in a row or miss 10 in a row. You never know about him. So you just never know. Yeah. But if they could somehow, if they win this playoff series, which I hope doesn't happen, LeBron's stuff will even more go through the roof. Stephen Curry, he's really been impressive. I always liked him, and I was always worried about his ankles. He seemed to have a lot of ankle injuries and I hope he stays healthy through the whole playoff series, because, man, he's fun to watch, too.
I was offered $900 for the card, but I was like, I think I could get more on eBay. Do you have any idea?
Well, I haven't seen any in. Do you know how to look up sold items on eBay?
Yeah, none of this exact card was sold, but other ones like other years have sold, I don't know, 1700, but the cheapest one listed right now is like 3000.
Yeah, if I were you, I think either a buy it now best offer on eBay, or if you just auction it through the playoffs, it'd do well. Or if you don't sell it now, Bill, you'd probably take that in the Huggins and Scott auction, wouldn't you? A LeBron auto to 25 from Upper Deck Exquisite.
Oh, yeah, that'd be a great item, Alan, if you decide to go that way with it. We have rules of bidders on that stuff.
Yeah, Bill, at Huggins and Scott, they're unlike some of the other auction companies. They do some of the higher-valued modern-day cards in there also, so it's always an alternative to keep in mind. All right, next on the line we have Rick from Naperville. What's new, Rick? What do you have?
Hi. Well, I was at a church sale a few weeks ago in Park Ridge, and I picked up for a dollar an old-looking baseball on a table. And it turned out to be an American League ball signed by a guy named William Herridge.
Oh, really?
And really, really faint, but and then even more faint, I looked at just to the left of the sweet spot is Rogers Hornsby.
Really? So they're really hard to see them, but they are.
They're very hard to see, but they are there.
Okay.
I mean,
so,
well, the Herridge, you know, that's the stamp, you know, that they would put on any baseball.
Oh, I see. But so he didn't sign it.
But the Rogers Hornsby is a sign.
Okay, so it's a single signed faint. Hornsby ball, but very faint. What do you think of the value of that one?
Oh, gosh, I really want to see how faint it is, Rick, as far as its value goes. But, I mean, it could still be several hundred dollars or more, depending on how readable it is.
Yeah, I mean, you can see the light very plainly, but I mean, when I first bought it, I didn't even notice. But then when I got in the car and started looking at it, it was, you can read the whole thing, but it's, you know, you really got to be, you got to look for it.
Will Herridge was president of the American League from 1931 to 1959. Just so people know who Will Herridge is.
Yeah, and Hornsby was in the National League almost his whole career.
What was that?
At the end, in the 50s, I think he was with the Philadelphia Athletics or somebody.
As a coach?
Yeah, or manager or something.
Yeah,
like.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I guess if you can get us a picture of that, it would help being able to see just how bold or faded the signature actually is.
Yeah, Rick, you're probably going to want to get that authenticated. JSA has this machine they can put it under, and it'll bring up signatures that are not there. There could very well be even more signatures on the ball that you can't even see with your own eye.
You're right. Oh, so they've got something that the way the light is, they can see if anything has faded away, but they can see traces of it on there then.
Oh, they can see the whole thing.
Okay. Wow, really?
I don't know what I call it, a gunculator or whatever. But,
you know. Have you ever looked through it at something yourself?
No, I haven't, but some of the letters that they have given us for items, you can tell it's sort of a grayed out photo, kind of, it almost looks like a negative of a photo, but it brings out the signature bold and clear.
Wow, huh. Now here's a tweet from Amanda on Twitter, has an autographed Matt Forte football. Matt Forte is kind of one of the underappreciated running backs in the NFL, I think. The amount of yardage he puts up running and receiving, I think he's really on pace to be a Hall of Famer. Right now, I think that's probably in the $100 to $150 range. But if he can keep up for a couple more years, he keeps himself in great shape in the offseason, so he might last longer than typical running backs. If he can keep it going, I think he's got a real good shot for the Hall of Fame. So that's a good item, and it's something that Bear fans appreciate him. It's just, you know, they haven't won that much when he's been there, too, which always kind of hurts a little bit. Lenny from Orland Park is on the line. What do you have there, Lenny?
Hey, Tommy. I've got Duncan Keith's game-used jersey from last year.
Whoa. Now, how'd you get that, Lenny?
An acquaintance of the family. We're pretty close, and I got it. It's his home jersey.
Wow. Now, I don't know if you've heard me on the show before, but I think when they put a stat, when their careers are all over and they have a statue of Kane and Taves out in front of the United Center, I think Duncan Keith should be in that statue with them. So I'm a big fan.
I do too. I don't know whether to auction it now or hold it, or I didn't get it signed. I could get it signed for him, signed, but should I do that too?
Well, it sure doesn't hurt to do it, Bill. I mean, I don't think there's any reason to really wait if you're not going to keep it long term. I think Duncan Keith's really hot right now, especially if they do end up winning it. Do you think that would be a good August auction item for you, a game-worn Duncan Keith?
Oh, yeah. Let's see if they win this whole thing. That would be timely, very, very timely, Lenny, as far as selling that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm thinking, too. Hey, Tommy, also, I've got a 63 Bears card signed by George Halas.
Was that you that won the one from eBay?
Yeah, it was me.
Oh, nice. Isn't that a nice card?
It is a very nice card.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm really happy to have it.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad a fan got it. I've had that for maybe a year and a half, 2 years or so, and I don't know, sometimes I just decide, I'm going to put this on eBay and see how it does.
I hear you. Well, if they win the cup, I'll get a hold of Higgins and Scott there.
Yeah, definitely. Very good, Lenny. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
All right, take it easy. So, Bill Huggins, the Huggins and Scott June auction bidding ends June 11th. A lot of items going right now. There's a 1951 Bowman Mickey Mantle rookie card graded SGC 4.5. That's currently at $3,250. So it'll be interesting to see what that ends at. The Mantle stuff just doesn't cool off at all, does it, Bill?
No, I'll tell you, he is Mickey Mantle and always will be.
Yeah, we were talking at T-Crown yesterday. Somebody, it was a good crowd at T-Crown. We had a big split, one of the bigger splits that we've had, and somehow Paul Goldschmidt's name got brought up. And somebody said, he's not having a very good year. I'm like, not having a very good year? Right now he's on pace for like 350 with 50 homers and 150 RBIs. And then we were trying to think, who's done that before? The only person I could find that's actually done that is Babe Ruth did it a couple of times. 350 batting average, 50 homers, and 150 or more RBIs. If anybody can find somebody else, let me know. I looked up Mickey Mantle on his Triple Crown year in 1956, and he was close, but he didn't do it. We were trying to think of other guys. We couldn't come up with anybody. If anybody comes up with another one, let us know.
Those are unbelievable numbers. I'm sure it hasn't been done very often.
Yeah.
And for him to say Goldschmidt's not doing good.
I know. It's like, wait, are you talking about Paul Goldschmidt or is there another one out there?
Right, yeah. This young guy's huge. He's a monster too up there.
You know, I think what happened we were talking about Rizzo too. And I said, man, Rizzo is having a great year, but the problem is, he's right behind Goldschmidt. I mean, if you're talking National League starting first baseman, Rizzo almost any year would be having numbers that would put him number one, but I think he's behind Goldschmidt right now.
Yeah, he might get it just because of market alone.
But right.
As of numbers, it's Goldschmidt as of now.
Yeah, I think
those
so.
Those two, if those teams are successful, are MVP candidates too with their hitting numbers.
Oh,
right,
absolutely. They're having huge years if they keep it up. Well, it's time for a short break here. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. You can give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we're giving away a Donruss baseball box and a Contenders draft football box to one caller or tweeter. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Our guy Vince Clemente couldn't make it this week, but his company ERC Delivery will deliver the prize at no charge to the winner of our weekly drawing. If you give us a call at 312-332-3776, you get into the drawing. And I was just looking something up stat-wise. I was looking at a bunch of stats yesterday. I could not believe, I knew this guy was having a good year. I could not believe who the major league whip leader for pitchers is. Walks and hits per innings pitched. Eric, did you have any idea who that might be? Eric's on the phone. Jason Hamill of the Chicago Cubs. I didn't realize he was doing that good. Just ahead of your guy, Bill Scherzer from Washington. Hamill's whip is .89. Scherzer and Sonny Gray are .91. I couldn't believe that when I saw it. What a pickup that was for the Cubs in the offseason.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, they're surprising everybody this year.
They're hanging right in there. If the season ended today, they would not be in the playoffs, but they're hanging in there. And I wouldn't be surprised at all now. They're doing well enough that they make a pickup or two prior to the deadline and, you know, really try to improve themselves. We'll see what happens. Now, don't forget the Huggins and Scott June auction bidding ends June 11th. The Lionel Train collection from the 1950s is in there. It's all in the original boxes. There's like 20 different train cars, track, all the stuff going with it. That's at $600. 1992-93 Bulls championship team signed basketball. This has 19 signatures on it. It does have Phil Jackson and Jordan and Pippen. I think Johnny Bach was even on there. 19-6, that's a lot on there. That's at 550. 1975 Topps Mini unopened wax box is at $2,300. The unopened product, Bill, from the early 80s and back, that's some hot stuff now.
Oh, and it's getting even hotter. I can't imagine that stuff is probably not one of the best investments in the industry right now.
Oh, absolutely. Unopened boxes of packs. Steve the Golf Guy has those Donruss 1981 and 82 golf boxes in as a lot. They're at probably $400 or $500 right now. Those have a lot of room to go up too. You just put those away for 10 years. Who knows what any of that unopened stuff is going to be like down the road? It's just crazy how hot that stuff is because it's not around. You know, it's one of those things. It's like, whoa, you can't find this stuff. Tom from Chicago's on the line. What's new, Tom? What do you have?
Yeah, two things. What I do have is a football helmet. This Pro Line. It's never been worn from Dick Butkus, and he wrote below it the Hall of Fame, HOF, and the date, and then his number, his player number, and it's never been worn. What's the value of that? And then the next question is, if I wanted to buy something relating to Derek Jeter for a long term and just hold it, what's the best investment, a bat, a ball, a signed jersey? What would be the best thing for buying something of Derek Jeter and, you know, holding it forever?
Bill, do you have a game-used bat of Jeter that you can think of in your current Huggins and Scott auction?
I want to say it may have been in the last auction.
Okay. Well, search Jeter on HugginsandScott.com right now. There's something on there, but if you can afford, don't you think, Bill, like a game-worn jersey, if you can afford it, that's a great investment?
I would think there's probably a progression as far as your affordability goes, Tom, as far as what to buy. A ball is, and a bat is better than a ball, and a jersey is better than a bat, and then you get into game-worn stuff, which is the ultimate type of stuff. So it's just a matter of what you're budgeted.
Yeah. And Steiner Sports has done a lot of items with Jeter, so if you see that it's Steiner Sports authenticated, you can be comfortable that it's good. And then you can always look for the MLB logo on the hologram on an item that's been a game-used Jeter item for, through MLB. But look up Huggins and Scott. If you go to their auction right now, I'm pretty sure there's a real nice Jeter item on there. I might be wrong, but give it a search anyway. And then whatever you can afford, if you can afford a game-worn jersey, go for it.
Yeah, and the other thing is what I do have is a Pro-Line football. It's real heavy, never worn, in a box, signed by Dick Butkus.
A football helmet?
Helmet, never worn.
Well, that's going to be...
And it has,
that's going to be a few hundred. What do you think, Bill? Maybe in the $300 to $500 range for a Butkus helmet?
Yeah, if it's the authentic helmet, the one that they would wear in games with the pads and everything, that's a $300 item at least with the inscriptions that Tom said it had on it.
Yeah, that always helps when you have the inscriptions on it. Now, in the Huggins and Scott auction, this is something that I don't see very often. Bidding ends June 11th, HugginsandScott.com. There's a 1950 Drake's Cookies complete PSA graded set of 36 cards. I kind of like smaller sets like that where I'm not a big set builder. I don't like trying to get like 700 cards or whatever. But the smaller sets like that, I can see it. That's at $2,300 already. That's doing real well. So check out HugginsandScott.com. And we've got some callers waiting here. Let's see. Sean from Hammond, Indiana. What do you have there, Sean?
Yeah, I guess this jersey probably worth more to me, more sentimentally than monetarily, but I have an autographed Brandon Marshall jersey from the Bears.
An autographed game-worn Bears jersey?
Not game-worn, just autographed. I got it when he opened his Northbrook gym.
Okay, I see. So yeah, the problem with Marshall is he's kind of bouncing around from team to team now. And, he might end up putting Hall of Fame numbers up, but I don't know what team's going to end up being the one that people will zero in on. Now, if he spends his, let's say he spends 5 years with the Jets. He's with the Jets now, right?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, let's say he spends 5 years from them, has 500 catches, and he ends up getting in the Hall of Fame. That might be the jersey that people are looking for. I know right now people don't want Bears Brandon Marshall jerseys. They'll be looking for Jet fans that like Brandon Marshall will be looking for him in a Jet jersey. So it's not right. Something you'd want to sell now, but kind of wait and see how things shake out in his career, I guess. But, you know, you're probably looking in the $100 to $200 range for a nice jersey anyway. I just don't think you have a lot of demand for it right now. Gary from Arlington Heights is on the line. What do you have there, Gary?
Yeah, Tom, recently I was at the Kentucky Derby in May, and I have two winning tickets that I didn't cash in, $20 winning tickets on American Pharoah. Should I hold on to them? Will they be worth something in the future?
Yeah, what do you think of that, Bill? Uncashed winning tickets from a Triple Crown winner in the Kentucky Derby. Should he just hang on to those?
Well, it's really going to depend, Gary, on how many other people did this. You know, how many of them are going to be out there that people didn't cash their ticket? I know we've sold tickets, $2 ticket on Secretariat and the Belmont, and I think I have an item from Seattle Slew that's going to be in our August auction. It's a $2 win ticket from all three of his races. As far as those things go, it depends on how many of them surface, and that'll determine the market. But yes, I would say it's an item worth saving. You may want to investigate getting the Preakness tickets and Belmont tickets to go with it.
I like Jim from Homer Glenn's idea where you get like a photo and maybe get the race programs with the tickets in a big framed piece and have them laid out real well. And that whole piece, if nothing else, would look great on the wall and be a great conversation piece. And it would have value to it long term. How much? It's hard to tell. Like Bill says, we don't know how many will be out there.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Andy from Glenview. What's new, Andy?
I have a Sandy Koufax rookie card, good shape but not graded.
Well, if it's in really good shape, you almost have to get that graded. Now, Bill, if let's say he put a Koufax rookie into a Huggins and Scott auction, would you get that graded for him almost in any condition, or what? How nice does it have to be that you'd recommend or that you would get it graded for him?
I would say if it would warrant grading at least a 5, you would want to get it graded. Because you're getting close to $1,000 or more at that point.
Okay.
And then people know exactly what they're buying when it is graded by somebody like SGC or PSA.
Yeah, I mean, if it's
PSA.
Well-centered, no creases, and nice corners, get it graded. Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. So you thinking of selling it?
I am.
Well, HugginsandScott.com. Check out Bill Huggins. Now, Bill, would you take that in virtually any condition unless it's all creased up, a Koufax rookie?
Yes. I mean, you know, even great in the 2 to 3 range, they get a couple $100. But you start to get into the 5 range, you're now getting close to, if not passing, 4 figures. So, and if you get a 6 or a 7 or an 8, you're into several $1,000.
And now what Bill Huggins does, if you're putting it through his auction, they get a discounted rate on grading it, and they just subtract that from your final value fee after the auction ends. So you get a discount, and you don't really have to pay for it up front.
Yeah, Andy, either take it into Tom at his store or give me a call during the week. I'd be happy to work with you on getting that in our next auction.
Yeah, I have some guys bring things into Triple Crown that I'll package them up, and they email me a FedEx label, and I ship them to Huggins and Scott if you don't want to do it yourself.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Very good. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery couldn't make it with us today, but his company will deliver free of charge our prize package of a box of 2015 Donruss Baseball and a 2015 Contenders Draft Picks football box. to one caller or tweeter. We'll do a drawing at the end of the show. I'm putting the names up on random.org, and we'll see who wins. Let's see here. We've had some neat items. Bill, people bring stuff into T-Crown. I'll tell you, sometimes they just like the show, and they like to bring it in to see what I think of it. Some really neat items brought in. That Steve the Golf Guy had that early 1800s Hugh Philp putter, which was used to be played with a feather golf ball in the early 1800s. I put a picture of that up on T-Crown Tom, my Twitter ID. Really cool. Really neat-looking putter. And then, Superman Todd sending some stuff up here. Okay, here's one. Carl from Twitter, I'm going to get Carl in on the drawing because of this. He found another player who hit over 350 with over 50 homers and 150 RBIs. I'm surprised on this one just from the batting average standpoint, but old Double X, Bill, Jimmy Fox in 1932 hit 364, 58 homers, 169 RBIs. That's an incredible feat when you think about it. 350, 50 homers, 150 RBIs.
Did Hack Wilson ever get close?
Hack Wilson had the homers and the RBIs, but I don't think he had the batting average. That would be a good one to look up, but I don't think that he did at the time. Think about what he did for a couple years, and then I think, didn't he pretty well, I think drinking really shortened his career and his life, I think, Bill.
Yes.
That sounds like the story anyway with it. So we're going to put Carl from Twitter in on the drawing also. So now check out HugginsandScott.com. The June auction bidding ends June 11th. All kinds of items on there. Bill, somebody contacted me about letters written by Civil War soldiers during the Civil War. Is that something you guys are interested in or that you would take in an auction?
Boy, I'll tell you, I'd probably have to have my research staff do a little bit of digging on that as far as to what type of value those have. I'm sure if if they were just, for lack of a better way to say it, generic soldiers, you're just talking about a period item. A lot would probably depend on the content of the letter as well.
Right. So it's something that you'd have to look into, like Americana Steve, check with him or whatever. And
Yeah. That would be a perfect.
It seems like a pretty neat item, but I think he also had an original photo or two. One of them was General McClellan, who I think ran for president. If they were printed back at the time, those can be some pretty big money, can't they?
Oh, yeah. Those are some very early photographs in the photography business. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, also in the Huggins and Scott auctions, was this one guy who dropped off all the Red Sox team set stuff from all the different years?
Yes.
Boy, some of that stuff's doing really well. He had one of them. It's a 1939 to 1941 play ball Boston Red Sox graded team set run. That's at $1,400. Some of those were graded. Actually, it looks like almost all of them were graded.
Most of them were.
Yeah, he had some pretty neat stuff. And then you had the tickets and the programs from the complete All-Star game runs going back to the first All-Star game. It'll be interesting to see what those end at. So check out Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. You can still sign up for bidding, right, Bill, anytime this week if there's something you see you want to bid on?
Oh, sure. You can do it online or call our office, and our staff will walk you right through it.
All right. Very good. It's time to do the drawing now on random.org. We're doing it. Let's see. Randomize. The winner is Rick from Naperville. Rick, you have to send an email to vince@ercdelivery.com and set up a time where ERC Delivery will deliver the prize package directly to your door at no charge to you. vince@ercdelivery.com. So don't forget, check out Huggins and Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday, 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time. Have a great week, everybody, and thanks for listening.
The preceding program was a paid advertisement. The views reflected are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.